USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Let me be clear. Any American wants to come home. We will get you home.
President Biden in August. Human Rights Watch in Afghanistan is reporting the Taliban have killed or forcibly disappeared over 100 former members of Afghan security forces that helped U.S. forces in country. Taliban promises of an amnesty with no retributions for all that registered was met with different outcomes. Taliban spokesman Inamullah Samanagani told the New York Times the ruling Afghan group was fully committed to the amnesty and that such killings are on rogue fighters trying to settle old scores. A Texas court has forced the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy this week. Mexico has yet to sign off on reinstating the program, which could push back its implementation. Well, here's a fun fact. It was warmer in Denver, Colorado Monday afternoon than in most cities in Florida. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Prosecutors want the United States Supreme Court to reinstate sex offender Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction. They say the verdict was thrown out of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court because a press release gave the shame actor lifetime immunity. Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele called the court's decision an indefensible rule, and Cosby needs to be in prison. Well, real Christmas trees are going to be hard to come by this year.
Due to supply chain issues around the country, Christmas trees are expected to be more expensive and scarce this year. Todd Gannon, owner of Riverview Christmas Tree Farm in South Dakota, says issues are affecting the entire country, not just his state.
We're seeing it all over the country. We run short in supply. We generally truck in from neighboring states, and we were unable to even get some pre-cut trees in this year.
Gannon adds that weather has played a huge part in causing the Christmas tree shortage. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With very little notice, some schools across America decided to close their doors because teachers are burnt out. Erica Sanzi with the Parents Defending Education on Fox News explains schools closing their doors makes them non-essential, and the money for schools should go to the parents to make other arrangements.
Yeah, this is a major problem. Certainly the unions are at play in some of these decisions. We know that these days off were negotiated by unions and districts. So, number one, we can't ever ignore the influence that they play. But I think that there's a major problem here in that in a lot of these cities, these schools were already closed either most or all of last year. So parents are in no mood right now to hear about last minute closures and also then to have to sort of listen to the reason being teacher burnout and teacher mental health days, not because they don't acknowledge that this has been a very difficult time for teachers, but that it completely ignores what this has done to families and parents and caregivers who often don't get paid if they don't get to work.
Right.
You know, can't go to work because their kids are home, you know, don't have benefits if they're not able to go to work and are scrambling at the last minute, especially when they have young children at home. I actually would think about this more in the sense of do we or do we not believe that public schools are an essential service? Because right now, if a building does not open its doors 5 days a week to students, then it can't call itself an essential service.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.